When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Doesn't really matter what it looks like, as long as you win the game. I mean, I'm sure everybody over there at Florham Clark is relieved this morning, especially after that first half of football. Oof. With Malachi...
Corley
doing his thing. I mean, I don't know how many times we have to see boneheaded plays like that. I mean, this game shouldn't even have been close because C.J. Stroud played terrible.
Yeah.
And obviously he was missing two of his most important wide receivers, and Aaron Rodgers had his two most important wide receivers. And, you know, I want to take you back to the Giants and Steelers game for one second.
Sure.
George Pickens goes up with the ball. He's in the end zone. He comes down. His right foot hits twice, but his left foot never hits. No touchdown. Mm. Last night, Garrett Wilson makes one of the great catches you will ever see. It's reminiscent of OBJ, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He comes down with the ball. They rule him out of bounds. But then they go back and they replay it. Somebody in New York decided that the shin hit before the knee hit.
Yep.
Look. As somebody around here, and I'm rooting for them, so I want that call to be a touchdown. I'm a former quarterback. I love offensive plays. But, I mean, honestly, the week before, George Pickens' right foot touches twice, no other part of his body touches, and they call it out of bounds.
Well, it was, though, because he had to get 2 feet, right? Or a knee or whatever. But
Hold on. I know. The whole John Madden, one knee equals 2 feet.
Yeah, yeah, so whatever. He didn't. He's got
yeah, but 2 feet. But 2 feet don't equal 2 feet, especially if it's only 1 foot.
I'm confused now.
Did you see the play?
Of course I saw the play.
No, I'm talking about the Pickens play.
Yes. It's a Giants-Steelers game. Why would I not see the play?
Well, I don't know.
And we talked about it the next day a lot. So here's the difference to me. So 1 foot touches twice, right? You have to get both feet in. He didn't get the other foot in. Not a touchdown. Last night, it was determined that 1 foot was down and then a shin was down. So if the shin was down, it was a touchdown. Now, if you agree with that or not, I don't know, but I mean, feel like that was the rule.
Let me ask you, what is the knee doing?
The knee didn't touch it.
So that's...
The knee didn't touch it.
I have to say... I'm happy again.
Well, I mean, are you not seeing it? I mean, I know it's like
I thought it was simultaneously, but I guess because the knee. I'm just saying, I'm happy that they called it a touchdown because I wanted Garrett to have that catch, and because it was remarkable, and you could see the athleticism of it and everything. The other thing that was nice is that his first touchdown pass he actually caught while he was running.
Yeah.
And that was a good thing, too, to watch him score a touchdown that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting there watching this last night. I'm thinking, that's out of bounds. That's out of bounds. And all of a sudden, it comes back. He's in bounds because his shin hit first.
Well, I actually think.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Al, and he's actually shaking his head. What do you think here?
I'm with you on that one. I don't understand. He didn't get his knee in. It was either 2 feet or a knee or an elbow.
Well, they say shin is the same. The shin down is the same as a knee.
I never heard that till this morning.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not the rule. You also never heard of Malachi Corley until this morning. Doesn't mean he wasn't born.
That's true.
I mean, you know, like, I don't know how that is an argument. I mean, it's part of the rule.
I mean, does it say in the rule book, or are we just assuming they said
it's
shin?
No, it does say it. I've heard that before. And they said on the broadcast, because it's part of the rule. So, I mean, it's a silly thing, but it's shin is the same as the knee.
So, did you see the play in Pittsburgh versus the Giants?
Yes.
All right. So, his right foot touches twice. His left foot never hits the ground. I mean, I don't know. I to me, George Pickens was more in bounds than Garrett Wilson.
Not according to the rules.
And I want them both to be touchdowns because I'm an offensive player, and the more touchdowns, the better. And it's better for everybody's fantasy football team out there.
So you want the rules to be changed?
I just want it, I guess, because there's so many nuanced things that happen in a football game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was shocked when they came back and said that he was in bounds. That's all I'm saying.
Because you don't like the rules?
No, it's not because I don't like the rules. Because I thought I saw his knee come down out of bounds.
Did you change your opinion when you saw something differently here? Or no?
It's still, to me, it's like right on the cusp of like, what is that? I did not see any post-game press conferences. I'm sure Jerry will have all of it. But I didn't hear anything from the Houston Texans side as to whether or not they thought that that was really a touchdown.
Yeah, and it's also, it's like, it's anything too, but like a hand, right? Like, isn't that part, like if a hip comes down, like all those things are part of it. Like a shin is part of it. It just is. I mean, it's crazy. We went through, well, what is a catch? What's not a catch? I mean, to me, this one's pretty
obvious
in the sense of what they called. Now, you could disagree with the shin coming down first and not ahead of the knee if you see it that way. Yeah. But as far as the rules go, it's pretty cut and dry. They say on this one, 1 foot hitting twice does not count. That's a college touchdown. The other foot didn't get in. This one, they saw that the shin hit before the knee, so that counts as a touchdown. That's what it is.
It's bizarro for me, and I'm sure that the Texans probably see it differently than
why
we do.
Why is it bizarro? It's just the rules.
It's just the fact that both things happened on back-to-back. Like, one happened on Monday night, the other one happened on Thursday night. It's just strange, that's all. I don't know. And I understand. I think I understand, like, the fans' frustration with the whole thing. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I got, like I said, I'm happy for the touchdown, and I wish George Pickens.
But what are they frustrated about? They're frustrated about that they don't like the way that the rules are?
I guess the way the rules are enforced or not enforced, I don't.
Look, but they were enforced here properly.
Okay, don't argue with me. I'm just giving
okay,
you.
Okay, so I won't argue with you so that you could no. talk about this no, in a way no. that I totally disagree with, and I won't argue with
it. No.
Is that what you'd like?
No, just relax for one second. I'm happy that it was a touchdown because I thought it was an incredible catch. Okay. It really, truly was an incredible catch. And it ended up helping, obviously, the Jets win a game. So that's and it was ruled a touchdown. So I was happy for that. I'm just thinking it from the Texans' point of view, from a Texans fan's point of view. We see it from this point of view.
No, I see it completely objectively.
All right,
I see it completely objectively. It's clear as day on the replay. The shin is down before the knee. That's what they called. So that was the right call.
I'm wondering if I'm trying to remember, and I've done 1,000 games. I feel like I've watched 1,000 games. I have to say that was about as close as it was, and I would say I was probably 50-50 on it, but I was surprised when they came back and they awarded him a touchdown.
Well, the fact that because they called it incomplete on the field, I would say that it was a little surprising as well, but that one zoom-in replay that CBS Sports Network has is the one where I said, wow, that's the one that they saw, and they changed it.
All right, I'm just I see the shin is down.
Before the knee.
But let me ask you
the
question.
White?
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Where does the shin start and end?
I mean, below the knee. So,
would you say that the top of the shin landed out of bounds?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Because the knee starts and the knee is above. So,
I mean, you know, like I see where the knee is. But look, I mean, clearly see where the knee is, but I think at the top of the shin came down out of bounds.
Okay. Well,
I don't know where the shin starts and ends over there in New York. I'm not over there in the war room, as they say. I'm not sure. I mean, do you think that they have a medical advisor over there?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm happy the Jets won the game. I am. I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they won the game, and I'm happy that that catch was ruled a catch, and I think that they did it right.
And now I will say the first touchdown by Garrett Wilson, mm-hmm. that was something, you know, because Aaron, he put it out there, and Garrett was getting undercut, and he came very close to being picked. But the fact that he caught that ball full speed ahead, the ball was just out in front of him, snags it with one hand, and runs it into the end zone. That's the Garrett Wilson I really want to see.
Yeah, and you hadn't seen any of that this season. Nothing. Even the games that he had where he had a bunch of catches, he really wasn't anything spectacular. And last night it was spectacular. And you had Aaron Rodgers with Devontae Adams that connection.
Did you see the catch by Devontae Adams where he gets hit and mm-hmm. it looks like he gets hurt?
Yeah.
All right. So that is the connection between Rodgers and Adams in that situation, because Adams knew what the coverage was and knew where he was going to be. And if you see, he slows down and stops, almost stops. And Aaron reads it perfectly. So that's the in sync part of Rodgers and Adams on a play like that. And it was a perfectly thrown ball, and it was a perfectly run route. And that, you love to see that, and that's something that we really hadn't seen. And then you saw a couple back shoulder throws last night that were connected on, because that's something that they've had problems with. You know, they've completed some of them. But I would say that thank God for that second half, because that first half was basically unwatchable with, unfortunately, all the injuries, the flags, the piss poor play of both teams, both, you know, offenses fumbling the ball, stumbling around. I mean, it was basically unwatchable.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.